episode 385 when you have a freak out moment.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. I hope you are ready for lots of giggles today, because why? I have just had a freak out moment. You know, those moments when overwhelm doesn't even describe it. Frustration isn't even there. No, you're just a plain freaked out frazzled nut is what you are. Yeah, I was there today. I don't know why I found myself there, but as I was there, I started thinking about, well, I guess you, of course. Why would I not think about you? Because, you know, you're always there. And I'm thinking about how we do life. How do we get through life? And so after I came off my freak out moment, I got to tell you, I was giggling and I was laughing kind of at myself. But in the moment, I was not. I was beyond frazzled. I was beyond overwhelmed. I was frustrated. I felt my blood pressure kind of going up. I felt my voice being, you know, kind of, the volume itself was getting louder as I was talking to my youngest. And I was like, this just isn't right. And I just had to stop. And I had to breathe. I had to take a deep breath. I had to remember that not much crumbles in a day. Now, we do have those circumstances that are totally horrific, that are accidents and we have no control over that. Yes, something can just come crushing down in a second. But as a whole, not much crumbles in one day. Life is a process. It's a journey. I had to remind myself to be realistic. And for me, I stopped. And I said a quick little prayer. It totally brought me down out of that crazy freaked out moment. Oh, I was freaked out. And you want to know what I was freaked out about? Okay, get this. So, you know, Christmas has just passed and I have some gifts that weren't given, or I changed my mind because I ordered extra ones or ordered like double size because I wasn't sure of the size, or I wanted to have it so in case it didn't fit, I'd have the other size. Anyway, long story short of it, I needed to get these to the post office today. And if it wasn't today, then maybe I could squeak it out tomorrow morning, but that was not in the plans. So I literally had boxes upon boxes upon gifts upon gifts to put together, to send back, to fill out the refund forms. And as my youngest is sitting there watching me, and I had all these clothes that I needed to return that did not fit my girls, I was like, oh, he goes, Mom, this takes a long time, as I watched the clock tick, minute by minute go by, and it came closer to the post office closing. Ah, I did not make it. Okay, so I took a deep breath and thought, I guess tomorrow I have no choice but to fit it in. Otherwise, I'm basically going to lose all this money because I won't have it returned in time by the postmark date. And, well, I'm up a creek. But you know what? My life did end there, did it? Even though in those brief minutes that were clicking by, literally I was watching the clock going through the stuff for about 22 minutes. I had to get it all ready, boxes upon boxes, and I had to fill out the forms, and I thought, this is crazy. How many of you all have ever been kind of through the freak out moments? Maybe it's when you've lost your purse, you know, your wallet, and you can't find it. You know you had it. You took it out of your purse, but now you don't know where you put it, and you're like, oh my gosh, I know I need it, and nowadays, everything is in the wallet, right? Because it has your bank card, it has usually your contact information, your checkbook, if you still have a checkbook, and it just gets a bit freaky. Well, you know, it's in those moments that you think, oh my gosh, why am I doing life this way? Why do I get so worked up? And we truly allow ourselves to get that way. And quite frankly, as I was thinking about what I was doing, I mean, I was freaking about returning gifts. How bad can that be? It should actually be a blessing. I should feel thrilled of the opportunity to be able to return something in order to get money back. That's awesome. And guess what? If that really means something to me, I'm going to find a way in my schedule tomorrow to get it taken care of before the post office closes. As of course, yes, it's running on weekend schedules. Why can't they run on my time? Oh, no, they don't. And we're in a small town, so everything closes early. I kid you not, our post office here closes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, there are other post offices around that I could go, but they're a few more minutes out of my way, and really, I like the convenience. So, in me liking my convenience, I had my freak out moment. And I gotta tell you, it really wasn't worth it. It really wasn't worth that high blood pressure rush. It wasn't worth the overwhelm, the distraught that I kind of put my son through. He came in twice asking me if he could have a friend over. And I said, you know what? That is not my priority right now. My priority is to get these packages taken care of. They have to go back today. Yet, when all was said and done, they didn't go back today. They have to go back tomorrow, which, by the way, they're already loaded in my car. So all I have to do is get up in the morning, even if it's in my PJs, and go take them and drop them off, and I'm done. But see, when we're freaking out, a lot of things just don't make sense. Our mind is a mumbled, jumbled mess, and we're throwing things to the wall, and nothing's sticking. Yet we keep ourselves in that mindset. Why? Why? Why do we do that? Why do you do that to yourself? I don't know why I did it to myself, because it only gave me a bigger heartache. I still didn't get accomplished what I wanted to get done. Yes, it's going to get done tomorrow. But in reality, really, was my freakout moment worth all of that? Freakout moments are filled with emotions, and they're emotions that are out of control. That's why you feel like a frazzled freak out nut. You know, have you ever watched the little squirrels? And you probably heard the term where people just say, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Like, you're just watching, because the squirrels, you know, they don't have anything. They're just watching back and forth. And they're running. They're with no sense. When we're freaking out, our emotions are running rampant. I can't even say it. Our emotions are crazy wild. And for what? For no good reason. So in that moment, you need to learn a lesson. Take a lesson from me, because I don't want you to have a freak out moment for no reason. There's no point in it. Did I actually accomplish anything? No, I didn't. I was freaked out about it, but I didn't accomplish anything until I calmed down. So freak out moments don't give you anything but feeling out of control. And there's no reason to be out of control. So how can you control yourself in a freak out moment? Well, here you go. Here's a few little free kisses for you. Take a deep breath. Remember, not much crumbles in one day. Life is a process. It's a journey. So be realistic. And in that breathing moment, pray. Say a prayer. And if you are not of a religious person, that's okay. Then in your deep breath, then however you feel that you're spiritually led, then do that. A lot of times we just need to take a break. And usually it's nothing about the moment that we're freaked out about. It's nothing that is life-altering when we're freaking out. Because usually in those life-altering moments, we're actually a bit calmer than what we think. Because other things begin to kick in. So when you're feeling like a freaked out, frazzled nut, take a deep breath. Because you know what? This too shall pass. It did for me. Boxes and all, they'll eventually get to the post office. Don't let your day be run by freaked out moments. They're really not that fun. You can make a better day. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.